The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on Wednesday, August the 19th. Phone lines are 605-4567. It's 7 after 7 in the morning. Good morning. Looks like it's going to be a little bit of a warm day. I'm here, of course, with Bad Bob.
And good morning, Carl. Yeah, morning sun rising like a red rubber ball. So goes the song. 102 for a high today with partly cloudy skies. A mix of clouds and smoke overhead. Mostly clear tonight, low of 66. High around the century mark tomorrow. Then it drops into the 90s as we move into the weekend. Right now in Reading, we do have 69 degrees. The report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer, a veteran-owned business that offers senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends from Shasta Regional Medical Center. Over 70 years in the business, the top it's rated top in the top 100 hospitals in the nation. That's right. The top 100 hospitals in the nation for 3 years in a row. Plus, the cardiac unit is in the top 50 hospitals in the entire nation. Shasta Regional is simply treating people well. Hey, we got a really full show today. We're going to have the sheriff in, Cascade Theater, but we're starting off with a first-time guest from Diamond Core Drilling Incorporated, Ted Oglesby. Good morning, buddy.
Morning, Carl.
Yeah, just, you know, so a little disclaimer here is I've known Ted for several years here. In fact, we teach together for Northern Firearms Instruction, and he's a former Marine. So right there, he should be the host here, co-host, except he's got a real job. He is the owner of Diamond Core Drilling Incorporated. What exactly is that?
Well, we specialize in water wells, environmental drilling, geotechnical drilling. We work all over Northern California and Southern Oregon. Right now, our main focus is water wells in this area for people that are suffering from the drought.
How'd you get into the drilling business?
A family business. I joined the Marine Corps so I wouldn't have to be involved with it. And then once I got out, I decided this is what I wanted to do.
So is it what kind of training do you need for this?
It's mostly on the job.
Okay. So you're talking about how the drought. We were talking about, and one of the reasons I wanted to have Ted on was that he's out there, he's working every day, and it's just impossible to get him on the phone or any other time because you are working, 7 days a week or could be working 7 days
a week?
We
try to take at least one day off.
Take one day off. Okay. So how hard is it to drill a hole in the ground? What kind of permits do you need for that? Let's just say, this is something simple. Let's just say a water well. You're going to drill. Somebody says, I need a well. What do you do? How's that start off? What should people be looking for, I guess, is they're building a house or maybe they need to expand a well or something. And so they give you a call. What are the things that they need to know?
Well, I like them to call our office first and speak to my wife, Carolyn. And
who, by the way, is the... As in most of the people, including me, is the better half of the marriage. Hi, Carolyn.
But always have your APN number. It'll be on your tax bill. Give us that information.
That's your parcel number,
Yeah, your
right?
parcel number. Okay. And then that way we can check our database and Department of Water Resources, State of California's database, to find out the feasibility of getting water in your particular area.
Okay, so there are studies or geological studies out there to say where the water is.
Yeah.
Are they always right?
No.
Okay, there we go. That's good to know. Okay, so they give you the APN.
Right. They'll give us the APN. We'll run it through, and then we'll come back with an estimate far as depth and then what we would anticipate far as gallons per minute. But that's always the variable is the gallons per minute.
Well, there may be water. There may not be a lot of water there.
Exactly.
How much water, how many GPM do you need, gallons per minute? See, I'm right into this.
With a storage tank system, you could easily get by with, 1 to 2 gallons per minute.
With a
storage tank system. Ideally, you'd like to have a well that's going to produce anywhere from 10 to 30 gallons a minute for household use.
Okay. All right. So so now you come out to the property. Do you have those little willow twigs and you walk around with them?
No, I'm one of those people that don't believe in that.
Oh, okay. I just wondered. Okay.
I like to base everything on facts.
All right. So how do you find the right spot?
Well, the first thing is you have to eliminate. You got to have 100 feet clearance from the leach field, 50 feet clearance from the septic. You got to have a minimum of 15 feet clearance from power lines, and then you want to put it in a place that you can always get to the well and service the well.
Okay. So you don't want to put it on top of a rocky hill?
Probably not.
All right, so now you found the spot. You think, this is it. Now what happens?
Well, they'll have to file for a permit with whichever county they're in.
And they do that. They get the permits.
I'll help them out on the process, but because we're so small, we typically don't have time to walk the permits through.
Okay. How long does it take usually to get a permit?
Shasta County's taken approximately 2 weeks to process a permit.
Not too bad?
No, not bad at all.
Okay, we got to find out who's in head of that section and give them a big thank you. Okay, so they walked the permit through. You can't drill anything until you get that permit.
Right, you have to have the permit all approved, and we have to have a signed contract prior to doing any work.
Now, I want you to dig this well. Now, how deep is this water? Because you charge by the foot. And you say, do you have an ideal? I mean, you go like, geological surveys
yeah, because
say,
of the research.
And I know this area, so
right.
it's probably, you'll tell me, 80 right. feet down.
Right. An estimate is an estimate, and right. it's subject to change. We always try to do our estimates based on worst-case scenario. It's always
okay.
better to give a client a lesser bill
than a bigger bill. All right, so you tell me, okay, it's going to be 100 feet. Now what happens?
Well, we'll go ahead and do the contract up, get it all signed, and then once everything's in order as far as the permit, we'll go out there and get started.
Okay, for a new-time well digger, or people, and now we're going to get into this thing, too, about a lot of people are having their wells they already have are being, you're having to go out there and drill them again. We're going to talk about that after the break, but what should be in that contract to protect the homeowner? Should it be things like, is there something on there? I mean, I know I know this is a tough question for you, because you're such an honest guy that, I don't know why would, I guess people could screw somebody, but, I mean, it should say that how the approximate depth, when you're going to be working, when it's going to be finished approximately, and all those kind of things, safety, you've got workers' comp that you're insured, and you're all those kind of things should be in that. I mean, is that usually in the contract?
We usually don't provide that unless they ask, but that is something anytime you have a contractor come onto your property, make them provide you with a copy of their workman's compensation, because if an accident were to occur, then you would be liable.
I'm going through that right now. I'm getting workers' comp through the state fund. So far, it's been painless, mainly. Because if you don't have workers' comp, somebody gets injured, now it falls on me.
Right.
And you should be insured too.
Yeah.
In case anyone who knows what could happen. All right. So everybody needs to be protected like that. All right. I'm going to take a quick break right now, and we're going to because I want to come back and get into a little bit into the drilling part of it, but then say and then I want to talk about what y'all have been doing a lot of here this year. And I don't know if everybody has an idea how bad this drought is, but you're going to find out as soon as we get back from these messages. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, veteran-owned store with Espresso Joe's, with not only coffee but cold drinks and beer and wine. Walk next door into the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is just absolutely fabulous. Again, a veteran-owned store. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. Join them at 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back with Ted Ogilvie, our guest, president of Diamond Core Drilling Incorporated.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead. but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience on deliveries. Having the boys on the fire has been tough, but bear with us and we will get to you, I promise. Danny's driving truck also, so give the girls in the office a call and we'll take care of your delivery. Kathy's got more forklift tanks coming in any day now. Robin in Corning has barbecue bottles on the exchange program, so give her a call. She's got red diesel at the pump or deliveries to your farm, ranch, or orchard. Joe at Weaverville's been very busy with the loggers and the firefighters at all of our CFN and Visa card locks. And remember, we have card locks in South Reading at the Muse Yard, open 24/7. Northern Lights Energy, supporting our local families and firefighters. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This summer, we can all save energy and money together. Your Redding Electric Utility would like to remind you that you may qualify for one of the many rebates available for upgrading your appliances, adding insulation and window screens, or making other energy-saving improvements to your home or business. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you may earn a credit on your electricity bill. Save energy, save money. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Redding is powerful together.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay and neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate.
Brought to you by Trinity Pest Control, Giles Insurance, and Summit Funding.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. 69 degrees going up to 101 today. It's going to be a little bit warm. Phone lines here, 605-4567, and we are streaming live. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Estate jewelry, jewelry of all kinds, but all have one thing in common, the finest quality. Talk to Leonard down there. He's got it all. And the only trained watch repairman in all of Redding. There are Four Winds Jewelry. Give him a call, 222-2750, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. My guest is Ted Ogilvy, Vice President of Diamond Core Drilling Incorporated. Good morning, Carolyn. I know Carolyn always listens, even if you don't. Okay, so you're drilling persons well, so a guy's drilling and working on it should have insurance, should have workers' comp, you should have an estimate that's given to them, and a buy date, you know, during this time, approximately, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
The drought. Let's talk a little bit about the drought. Let's finish this one thing. Okay, you drill down, you hit water, then what do you do?
Well, we'll develop the well, get it as clear as we possibly can, and then at that point we'll pass you on to a pump company, either J&J Pumps, Dearman Pumps, or there's several others in the area, but those are the two larger ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll handle the rest as far as getting all the hookup and everything set up for you.
Okay. And then they're the ones that, that put the pumps on it and run the pipes to the house and all that.
Exactly.
Okay. You're a busy guy. Where's been a lot of your work, though, has been in wells that are existing, though, right?
Yeah, we've had a lot of wells that have been going dry all throughout the Churn Creek bottom all the way down into the Red Bluff area, and mostly wells that were drilled back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Water tables have dropped enough that it's impacting them greatly, and a lot of times there's nothing we can do with those existing wells other than destroy them and drill a new well.
Really, you can't just, like, you can't drill past them or through them, right?
In a lot of cases, you can't.
Okay.
And because a lot of times the seals have degraded, and the whole idea is to keep surface water from entering the groundwater.
That's a big problem, then, because that contaminates the water.
Right. You end up with all kinds of bacteria issues.
Okay. So you've been doing, and so the water table, the water level in these old wells was about what?
It varies across the valley, but in Churn Creek bottom, for example, it wasn't uncommon to dig a post hole and hit water about 6 feet.
Wow. So there. Really?
I can attest to that. I lived down there, yeah.
Okay, but the average well, would you say, down there now, not the new ones, but the ones that, you know, that have run into problems, were how deep?
You're looking at wells that range anywhere from 40 to 80 feet are starting to be impacted.
Okay, so 40 feet down to 80 feet down, the water is drying up. It's going away.
Right.
All right. So now then you have to come in there. And how deep are you drilling there?
Typically in Churn Creek bottom, for example, we're going anywhere from 120 to 160 feet, depending on where you're at. And that's going into the third water table. And ideally, that's making it a drought-resistant well.
The third water table. So there's three water tables, and obviously that's the third one.
There's more, but that's, you know, that one is
there more
good.
Water the deeper you go?
Yeah, typically there is in the valley area.
Okay. So the first water table is what they were in.
Right.
And then so you just went right past the second one then.
Right.
Because that one is what also you believe would dry up.
It has the potential. We don't know how long this drought's going to last. It could be over this year. We'll find out.
And then you go into the third one. So those are, how deep did you say those were?
Anywhere from 120 to 160 feet on the average.
Now, I understand it's probably a lot of it has to do with the ground, but how long does it take you to drill something like that?
Typically a day and a half, 2 days tops.
Okay. And now you also have, at the same time, you're putting in pipe and all these kind of things to get into the water. And then you said something about clearing the water up.
You try to blow it. We use air during the drilling process to help move the cuttings in the water out of the hole. And once you're done drilling the well, you'll continue to blow until you get as much of the fines out of the formation as you can, and that'll help the water clear up faster when it's in the pumping mode.
This is not an easy business, is it?
No, it's physically challenging, but it's also very interesting to do on a regular basis because it's never the same.
Are you having to, do you ever drone down, hit those rock formations, and they're just, do you try to drill through those? Or what do you do with something like that? Have you ever been drilling a hole and you just had to stop and start again?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if you don't plan it out to start with and you're not familiar with the particular area you're in, you can get yourself in trouble. So you need to kind of plan things out and then adapt.
So you can also see. So you usually know the strata there and what the ground underneath it looks like, too.
Right. You have a good idea just from experience.
Okay. Now, how many people are in trouble in Churn Creek Bottom and Bella Vista and all these places? So I know you work locally a lot, but I know you work in other places, too. But how many of them are in trouble? Would you say a percentage?
You know, that's really hard to say because there's several drilling outfits in the area. So, you know, I don't hear all the stories. One of the things I'd like people to do is watch their wells. If they start having cloudy water, air in their water, anything like that, those are some of the indicators that they may be starting to have some issues with their well. And then call.
It won't just one day you just turn it on and it's just no water.
I actually have seen that too.
Oh, really? Is that it just, boom, it stopped.
Yeah.
Wow. Geothermal?
No, we do environmental drilling and geotechnical drilling.
Geotechnical. Okay,
right.
What exactly is that?
Geotechnical drilling, anytime a building or a bridge or anything like that needs to be built, then you need to do a study on the formation to find out what it's going to take to hold the building up, basically.
Okay, and so you just drill down and say, okay, this is what the ground looks like, and this means this will tell the engineer that he has to put this much reinforcement and all that kind of stuff in.
Exactly.
Well, that's pretty cool. When I was driving, I was flying over to Humboldt County, and I saw all of these really neatly groomed areas out there, and little round green bushes. And I thought maybe they were tomato plants. And the pilot said, "Oh no, that's marijuana." And each one, and there's lots of them. And you told me one day, and I'm just going to throw this out. You told me one day that you've been approached about drilling wells in the Fertile Crescent up here for marijuana, right?
Yeah.
I guess every well drilling company probably has. And so what is this? They even say anything? It's just, hey, I need water on this spot?
Basically, if they're doing everything within the law, getting the permits, and they have the proper amount of what they're supposed to have, then I try not to deny that work, but I will show precedence to somebody that has a dry well.
Okay. So there's a lot of – this touches on everything, because I see a lot of times, a lot of the water trucks that you see that aren't available sometimes are because they're out there making and driving loads of water out to the marijuana farms. Well, okay. So you can drill anywhere, any place. What's the hardest one you've had? We got a couple minutes left. What was the hardest one you ran into?
Well, one of the most interesting ones was up out of the Viola area where we had a decent well and the client wanted to go a little bit deeper, and then we hit a lava tube and lost all the water.
Oh.
But we were able to actually plug the bottom off, recapture the water, and he was back in business.
How do you recapture it? Because it was just in that. Was it just like in a?
I was going to ask that question. When you get down there, are you in mud and water seeps out of it? Is it sand and water, or is it just a void full of water?
Is it like a big pool of water that's down there?
Well, in the valley, it's basically like a bathtub.
Okay.
And layers of rock or layers of gravel, clay, silt, sands. In the mountains, you're looking for water and actual fractures in the rock.
So the water itself is like you said, like in a giant bathtub,
right?
So
in the valley areas.
So it's just like, and so,
so
it looks
a
like
a space.
If
full
you
water.
Could, if you yeah, could, basically. If you could okay. look at it, look straight down. You could look down. And say, oh, look, here's a big bathtub full of water here. I mean,
yeah, basically,
because I know what you're talking about, Bob. Is it filled with silt and sand and all that, and you just kind of like to have to filter that out? Does that happen, or is that part of it? Do you have filters on your on the pipes? At all?
Some wells will need filters. It depends on the nature of the formation you're in. If mm-hmm. it's got a lot of real fine material, sand, silts, and everything, some of them will need filters to take care of that. We try to be very selective in the gravel zones that we pick in the valley areas and try to get it as clean as possible, so that's not necessary.
Okay. All right. I'm here with Ted Ogilvie, Diamond Core Drilling Incorporated. He told us about the things that if you're having problems with water, if you're starting to get bubbles in your water, air in your water, it's starting to get murky, you might want to take a look at this. You may be running out of water, especially in the Churn Creek Bottom, Bella Vista, Eagle, any of those areas around here.
Yeah, anywhere in the valley, definitely.
Anywhere in the valley, because the water table is dropping dramatically. And if you do, you need to get to somebody that's is a bonded guy, is business licensed, that's going to give you a written plan, a contract, that he's got workers' comp, he's got insurance, and he can tell you approximately how deep he's going to have to go and how long this is going to take. 1 to 2 days for almost all projects there. And they're going to get the water up from from wherever it's at. Then a pump company comes in, puts a pump on it and runs the lines to your house, that kind of thing. But you, as a homeowner, need to get the permit, and that takes up to 2 weeks. So, all right. Did I hit everything?
I think we got it.
Ted, thanks a lot for coming by today, because it's been, every time you said, okay, I'm out drilling, and I'm sitting there thinking, well, what exactly does he do? And
well, so have to get a hard hat on in, you have to come out.
Do you have one of those, every time I think of you drilling with your hard hat on, I think of Armageddon. You remember the movie with Bruce Willis, and they go up onto the meteor that's coming for the Earth? Remember that with his crew? I'm picturing your crew out there. That hey, if we do this, will you bring back 8-track tapes? Do I ever have to pay taxes again? Well, Ted, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for what you're doing
in
our community.
Thanks for having me on, Carl.
All right, we're going to be right back after these messages.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I want to take you. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys.
Culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
Do you love brain teasers, interactive puzzles, and mind-bending challenges? Then you won't want to miss Turtle Bay's summer exhibition, Mindbender Mansion. Starting May 23rd, test your brain power by solving puzzles to reveal hidden clues and passwords in order to become a member of the Mindbender Society. Mindbender Mansion was created by the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry and is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
It's hot and smoky, and yet they're on the job 24 hours around the clock, protecting our lives, our homes, and our property. From all of us on the China Fire and all the fires in the North State, a huge thank you for all you do. You saved our homes and patrolled our streets, keeping the looters at bay. Although we were without electricity, most of us returned to our homes standing safe, if a little singed. To our firefighters and our police force, thank you seems so trivial. We are sincerely indebted to you.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month, next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carlin and DeBuck.
I can't seem to face up to the facts.
Some talking heads for you, if that ain't us.
Talking what?
Talking heads.
Oh, the talking heads.
Remember them?
Oh, I have enough of that. We've got talking heads right here. Hey, good morning. It is 7:33 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. 69 degrees right now, going up to 101 today. Gosh, it's, you know what, 101 just doesn't even seem like worth turning on the air conditioning for only 101. You know what, then you just spoil yourself. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Wind River Casino and Resort. That's right. The guys and girls over there who put on great, great entertainment over there. And Linda's going to be there on September 3rd, first Thursday of September, and is going to be singing with Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. We're going to have a great time there, great food and dancing and drinking. And you know what? It just doesn't hardly get any better in a nightclub setting like this than the Elements Lounge over at Wind River. Give them a call at 243-3377. To join in on the fun. I mean, it gets rowdy in there. I'm sorry, but it just gets rowdy. But you can dance, like I said, and just have a good time. And the meals are just fabulous. All of this over at Wind River. And by the way, a big shout out for Wind River is they're getting ready to have a celebrity poker tournament. That's right. And what's that mean? Texas Hold'em. It's a the buy-in is, I think, $50, but money goes to charity. You pick your favorite charities, and what you win goes to the charities. What a great deal. Wind River is right in the middle of all this, Gary Hayward. He's going to be on here in a week or so, and we're going to talk about this. And I kept telling him, I said, we need this. And when this happens, I am going to issue a challenge to every other radio personality and the, you know, out there to join me at the table, mano a mano, and we'll see who's the best Texas Hold'em player. Just want to throw that out, just kind of like right now, just going to throw it out early for that. All right. Trump. All right, Bob, get your microphone. Get your big
get your big boy
pants on here. The Donald is still ahead. Now, this is what he's saying now. Just because you're born here doesn't mean you should have automatic citizenship if your parents are here illegally. Oh.
No brainer, in my opinion.
Well, I think he's absolutely right. But
he has aroused
but
the
audience. There's an amendment to the Constitution. It says that, if you're a, and it came after the Civil War because all the slaves had been disenfranchised. Oh, you can't vote here. Well, they were been born here. And what they did was it was to enfranchise the slaves, former slaves, so that they would have, you know, this would be their homeland instead of them claiming it. Well, I'm sorry, but no, they're here illegally. And their parents are here illegally. So that's why they did it. But now it has turned around and bitten us right in our large collective American posterior that anybody that comes here and squats down and pops out a baby, that baby's an American citizen, and now they're a magnet for their families. There's something wrong here.
Yeah, there is.
They have no buy-in here. Their parents aren't American citizens. I mean, if you're here legally, you know, and you know you're going through that process, and you have that, you know, baby. I'm not sure about that. I'd have to take a look at that one. But you're here legally. In other words, my friends that are Brits, they came here. They came through the whole process. You know, they're here. They're getting their green card. Everything was here. You know, all the things copacetic. Boom. Jules has a baby. Baby's an American citizen. They did not have that, but. Boom, baby's an American citizen. They, by the way, now are American citizens. They went through the whole process, and they like being American citizens.
They took their place in line, and
yes, it took them 4 years. Now, you want to fix the immigration system? That's fine with me. But this thing about just coming over and having a baby because you can have a baby, and that makes that baby's an American citizen. Why? That's not working. And by the way, do you know what the most popular baby's name is in London, England?
Besides Mohammed?
That's it.
God.
Mohammed is the most popular baby name in London, England right now. Mohammed.
My jaw is clenched.
Well, I'm just, it's kind of a strange thing, huh? Anyway, but Trump is out there just whacking away at people. It's like, you know, that whack-a-mole. Or, you know, whack a gopher or whatever. And the things you see down, you know, when the kids play is that little head comes up and it smacks it, and then another head comes up and you smack that. There, he's out there smacking everybody. And so he's, you know, there's not too many people he's not going to offend before the year's over. Now, but he is
yet
still
he has
ahead.
A resonance.
Okay, Ben Foster. Carson. Dr. Ben Carson. He.
Articulate
they have to get larger venues for him. 10,000 people in Phoenix came to hear this man sing or talk. And he's a man of great intellect, a man of caring, a man that is a man of science, but also a man of God. You know, and when you get things like that, that's very, very important. In fact, I had my cousin who's out of Kentucky, and he's a bright guy. I said, "Who you like?" He goes, "I really like Ben Carson."
Hmm.
And I went, "Really?" I said, "Huh." So I don't think he has a chance, but he is. But what a job! I mean, every one of those people running for the Republican—maybe not everyone, but most of them running for president—should be in a cabinet. And I can even see the cabinet positions. Can you imagine Chris Christie as Secretary of State, or Carly Fiorina? Either one of them. Like that, and then you get you know, I mean, I could just, you know, I mean,
sign,
you know,
the treaty or I'll send my boys over.
Yeah. You're a liar. You're just stupid. You're just stupid. Putin, you're just stupid. Yeah. Oh, that's doing us a lot of good there. All right. But Chris Christie then could take his shirt off and ride a, you know, Trump.
Oh,
Trump flew in with his helicopter and offered all these people rides, all these kids rides in his helicopter. And Chris Christie was going to ride in on a pony, and all the ponies hid. So, anyway. No, this is just...
I'm trying to picture Chris Christie shirtless, and I will have to go drink something to get that out of my mind. Anyway.
You didn't need that, huh?
I didn't need that, no.
New word in Clinton's server debacle. Are you ready for this? You know, here's a woman. Now the mainstream guys, CNN, the guy, when he was asking the question, I mean, the saliva was dripping from his fangs when he went after about, Mrs. Clinton. I don't know what they call her, secretary, Mrs. Clinton.
Ma'am.
So, ma'am, did you wipe the servers clean? And she goes, do you mean did I take a cloth and dust them off? And she goes, ha, 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 ha. And then she says, I don't know about that digital stuff. It wants to be president and doesn't know about digital stuff. You don't know how that a server can be wiped, that you just push that. It says it right on the front screen. Push this button, everything goes away.
Well,
okay,
sort
maybe
of.
It's not that easy. But you don't. Do you actually think this woman who has been – I'm going to keep going on this because these two questions tie into each other. Now, here are the new words. I never transmitted or had on my server anything that was marked. There it is. That was marked. New words. Classified. Because they caught her in lies. There's never been anything on my server that's classified. Well, nothing but these 300 messages we have, including top secret, you know, SCI. I have never had anything on my, or nor sent anything on my computer that was marked classified. Okay, now, what does that mean?
Well,
was marked classified. Now, here's a woman that when
what
she
is,
was...
What is?
Yeah, there's the next question. Mrs. Secretary, are you using the term not classified on your server is the same way your husband used not having sex with Monica Lewinsky? Is this the same kind of not on the server as not having sex? Did you two talk about this? I don't think I'll hear that one yet, but we could ask it.
Millions of men thought that was a great new definition.
Woo-hoo. Yeah. Hey, hon, doesn't count. Yeah, right. Okay. Here it is. The Secretary of State, when she was Mrs. Clinton and the First Lady, she was read in on all of these programs. Did you know that? So that she could read this stuff, so I guess Bill could lay there in bed at night with her and chit-chat over Intel products. And then she's the Secretary of State and a senator, and you're telling me, she's trying to tell the American people, friends, I don't care if you're a Democrat, a Republican, a greenie, a brownie, a Boy Scout, I don't care. You don't get to those positions without recognizing something, and that's what's classified. As soon as she saw something that had anything to do with satellite imagery and the results of it, it's classified. She knows what's classified. She just knows what's classified. Oh, it wasn't marked. It was marked. She was one of the eight people designated that could classify material all the way up to the top secret. And when you get into, and trust me, when you get into satellite imagery or human intelligence, it is highly marked, highly sensitive. And if she doesn't know that after all this time in the government, she's not smart enough to be the president. My God, she's probably sitting over brunch with Putin and say, hey, by the way, that satellite image of you in the Urals was really great. They could even see your teeth. I mean, is this the kind of person we want in there? And the other thing is she could have handled this a long time ago. And tell me the Democrats aren't a little bit worried about this. Now, who you got to watch? Head of the FBI, who seems to be kind of a straight, middle-of-the-road kind of guy. All it's going to take is for him to say, we've got an investigation here.
I'm starting to think maybe she can't snark her way out of this one.
Wow.
Every response has been this snarky, well, that doesn't really apply in this situation. It's, you know, there's some sort of ordainment going on, and I think maybe the noose is starting to tighten. I hope.
We just got in a chat room. I can't even repeat it.
Yeah.
But trust me, the name Monica Lewinsky was in it. All right, we're going to take a break here. We're going to have hopefully Cascade Theater will be here with us. But It's just I find it difficult. And you know, here's a woman of she is accomplished, but you get something like this, and it could be just nothing more than a misdemeanor that we're going to slap your hand, but it is still an indictment. And she lied, and she didn't handle it correctly. And, you know, and the whole thing is that she knew better, but here we go back into hubris again. Hubris, where you think anything you do is okay. And the ends justify the means, and that anything that you want to do is okay. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
The sound of celebrations awaits you at Mosley Family Cellar Tasting Room. Local entrepreneurs Marty and Mimi Mosley choose only the best high-end grapes from California, brought to their winery for everything from the crush to the bottle, right here in Reading. Beautifully crafted wines which pair exceptionally with good friends and great food. Stop by the tasting room, 4712 Mountain Lakes Boulevard in the old KMS building, Thursdays through Sundays, 12 to 5-ish, where you come as guests and leave as family.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
National News with a local view, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460, with Carl Lindebot. Linda's on assignment today, 69 degrees, going up to 101. Hey, let's go to the phones. Ruth, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. I'm calling to accept your challenge.
You know what, Ruth? I love you and adore you, but I'm just going to trash you on the poker table.
You might.
On the poker table.
Might.
No prisoners. So.
Well, you know, I'm doing this because you put the gauntlet down. So
there it
I'm doing
is.
This is a challenge.
I threw it out.
And I'm not really a poker, Texan Hold'em, whatever it is, kind of player, but I can, you know, I think I can.
I tell you what.
Wing my way through it.
I tell you what, just let me look at your hold cards and I'll help you with it, tell you if you should bet or not. Oh, by the way, for an hour before the tournament starts, they're having classes on it. So,
So
you'll know how to play.
I'll need to go to that, but I can tell you, you're going to have a problem with Kurt because Kurt is quite the
right.
Oh, he's I bet he's
that's
a
okay.
Shark.
I am learning at the knee of Randall Hempling. There is he.
Oh,
he's the tiger out there. this. He's the Tiger. You got to watch him. You know what? I really do want to watch Kurt and Randall go at it, though. That ought to be great. Okay.
That ought to be good. So we'll take the challenge, and we'll donate to the veterans organization.
Well,
that you
whatever decide. It is, whoever wins, whatever it is. But I'm not exactly sure how that's going to work right now. I just got the flyer. But I'm going to start pushing this thing. We need to get people out there to play because it all goes to charity. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Sounds good.
I'm here with Haley Sadler.
Yeah, hi, Carl.
Good morning, Haley.
Good morning.
Cascade Theater.
Cascade Theater, yes.
Okay.
So we have lots of exciting stuff coming up starting right away this weekend. Open casting call for A Cascade Christmas. So we have auditions coming up.
I want to play the little guy that gets... No. Okay.
The elf?
Probably the elf. I want to play... You know what? Why I could never do this? Even if I thought I had the talent to do something like this. This is such a great show. But you all work really hard at this, and it takes some time.
Wait. It was 107 degrees yesterday, and you're talking Christmas.
I know. It comes up fast.
Excuse me, but you got to do some cast. Okay, when's the
practice.
Cast? How many people does it take to put on the show?
It takes quite a large team. There's more actors than ever. It's a brand-new storyline, brand-new Cascade Christmas like you've never seen before. Actors, singers, and dancers, 7 years old and up. So anyone come on and come out and audition. Information's on cascadebackstage.org/auditions.
Okay, and that's when are they going to start?
Start on Friday.
Friday. And how
Saturday
long will they go for?
And Sunday. It's all day. So if you go on the website and register, you'll get your time slot and all the information about what you need to prepare and what you need to bring if you're a dancer and what you need to practice singing if you're a singer.
What if you're an actor?
If you're an actor, there's information on there for you, too.
Okay. Great.
All right. And then next month.
And by the way, if you've not seen the Cascade Christmas, there may be somebody out there, new people to our area.
Mm-hmm.
If you've not seen the Cascade Christmas, do yourself a favor. As soon as they come online, the tickets, buy them. Buy them right then.
Tickets are on sale now.
Go there right now and buy them because you think just like everybody else, somebody, I'll just go there. No, you're not going to go there. They sell this place out.
Yep. We have 9 shows, I think, and then 3 school shows. Mm-hmm. They all sell out, it's a wonderful, wonderful family show. Opens right after Thanksgiving, so lots of family are in town. So bring everyone out. It's people every year call us and ask who the traveling company is that does the production, and we get to tell them it's all local talent.
Well, you all should take it someplace, too, maybe down to Chico or something. Like, you know, after you finish, go down there for a big night. Anyway, okay, I'm sorry. Okay, now you got a bunch of other things happening here.
Yeah, next month, auditions for Mary Poppins, which is our spring musical. So we are getting ready.
Chim, chiminy, chim, is that the right one?
Yep, that's the right one.
Chim, chim, chiree. Okay.
So Mary Poppins will be our spring musical this year, and again on cascadetheaterbackstage.org, you'll find the information about that. So we're getting ready for all of our musical productions.
Okay, Bob, if you can say the word, you win an award.
Which word is that?
The super word.
From Mary Poppins?
From Mary Poppins.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Nope. You were close. Okay. That's not it, though.
That's not it?
It was, he said ep instead of x.
Oh.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. You went ep. Cialidocious.
Carl's a professional. He's going to audition.
I tell you what. I mean, you know what? We're professionals over here. Don't try to mix with us. Thank you very much, Haley.
Yeah, you're
all
welcome.
Right. Okay.
So actually tonight at the Cascades, Chris Isaac, just a few tickets left if anyone wants to purchase. Dwight Yoakam for tomorrow's sold out, but if you'd like to get on a waiting list, it's available there for any last minute.
You know what? You guys are doing good over there.
Yeah, we're doing pretty good. It's exciting. Then we have Jim Belushi, August 28th.
How are the sales for him?
They're doing good.
Are they?
Yeah.
See, Jim Belushi is the kind of guy that you got to kind of like Jim Belushi, but he is a man of many facets too.
Yes.
I mean, he is a great outdoorsman. People don't realize that this guy likes to fish and gets out there. I mean, does a lot of fishing. He's been on some fishing shows.
Yeah, and
he loves the outdoors.
He just had that show Building Belushi about the ranch he's building up there in the Ashland Medford area.
Yeah.
He's on the Holly Theater Restoration Committee.
So
our sister theater up there in Medford. He's on the team
for
that.
Of course, you're always eclipsed by that a brother of John Belushi, but who flamed out so quickly. But this guy's had a real solid career for decades.
Yeah.
And so it's, and he's in two or three shows right now. Oh, there he is in that one.
Yeah, you know? I just saw him on Jimmy Fallon last week. I'm like, he's everywhere, and he's coming to Reading.
And he's got a band. Here's what people don't realize. He's got a band, and it's a good band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're great. Yeah, blues, Sacred Hearts.
Yeah. Okay.
Then we have Marty Stewart in September and the Average White Band.
Okay, now, I don't know who Marty Stewart is. I'm sorry.
Marty Stewart, he's Grand Ole Opry star, so the country.
I do know Marty Stewart. Okay, it is that guy.
Flashy suits. Oh. You know, the star-studded
suits. The kind of, when the lights hit it, it's just
he
like.
Sparkles
all over. Yeah, Marty Stewart. Okay, now I know who that is.
Yeah, so country, traditional, and bluegrass, another great show.
My first roommate in college during the summer was a bluegrass aficionado.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. In fact, to the point where he's obsessed. Until one day I walked over, and this is when we had records, and I said, I'm going to take that record, because we were there early for football practice. I'm like, I'm going to take that record and that record player, I'm going to throw them out of the third-story window we're in right now if you don't start not playing this at
just
all.
Just too much bluegrass.
Too much bluegrass for me. He goes, ding, 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 ding. Okay.
Yeah,
anyway.
Well, if bluegrass isn't your flavor,
well,
average
no,
white
do.
Man, we can
oh,
get
oh, I like
with
bluegrass
them.
To a... Not every minute. Oh, the average white man's going.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I also wanted to talk about.
Oh, they're huge. I mean, the average white man is another one of those groups that have been consistently playing for decades.
Yeah, decades.
And they have a big following out there.
They do. And ticket sales are going well for that one, too. So I definitely,
when's that,
I know.
When's that going to be?
That is the end of September, September 30th. So Reading, you guys are typically last-minute ticket buyers. But I'm telling you, these Cascade shows are selling out quickly. So if you want to go, you need to start buying your tickets ahead of time.
There you go. You know, because it is. Y'all are bringing in. You have stepped up the pace. You have raised the bar, and people are responding to it.
Yes, they are, and it's exciting. So tickets online, cascadetheater.org. Call the box office, 243-8877, or stop by Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 6.
Okay, what else?
San Francisco Opera Series. So we've had this every year for San Francisco Opera's. It's HD cinema, so it's HD, Blu-ray. We have it on our projector. And it's a wonderful opera series this year, and I think a lot of people will really love it. So it's $20 per show, or you can get the whole series for only $68, so all four shows.
You save $12.
It's Showboat we have coming up in October.
Don't say that. You know what? When I hear Showboat, all of a sudden I want to break out into Old Man River, and Old Man. Okay.
Yeah, and actually, you guys will get to see Linda if you go to these shows because she's introducing all the
Everyone's.
Opera series.
There you go, Linda. Linda's out there. She loves this.
Yes. Yeah.
And of course, if she's there, you get me for free. So I just sit in the audience. So.
And then we have Susanna coming up in January, Cinderella in March, and Norma in May. So a lot of. A lot of good operas that appeal to a wider audience than just a typical opera.
And it is okay. You know, they say, "Well, it's on the screen," but I've seen these before, and I mean, it fills the Cascade Theater with sound and color and music. Oh, it's beautiful.
The quality is
nice
wonderful.
Shared experience.
Oh, it is. You know, and here's a chance to see it, where you're not feeling, you know. I don't know. There's not the pressure, I guess. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
It's not the pressure. I mean, you sit down there and have it. You know, if you go to the opera in San Francisco or the places, I mean, you're dressed up.
Right.
I mean, you are dressed up. I mean, you're not wearing a casual.
You're not wearing a Reading tux.
You're not wearing the Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, you can go there, listen to some absolutely fabulous music. Watch Linda do her
thing.
Carl. Out there. See Carl in the audience. I'll sit back on the right-hand side. This is great, Haley.
Yeah.
So, people need to get to the box office.
Yep, buy tickets ahead of time.
Okay, online it's...
CascadeTheater.org.
And phone number?
243-8877.
Great stuff going out. They're sold out. Are you sold out tonight?
Almost. Still
almost
tickets
for Chris
left.
Isaac.
Tomorrow sold out
night,
for tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. Sorry if you're not going to see Yoko here.
Yep.
When they sell out, do they like to cycle back through them soon? After they've been, if they sold out, we sold out here, we need to come back again.
Yeah, and we don't do it right away, but a couple years, we might bring Dwight back.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much. Haley Sadler, your position there?
Assistant theater manager.
You guys are doing a great job. Great job. Auditions.
Cascade Christmas and Mary Poppins.
And Mary Poppins. We'll be right back after these messages with Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basinko.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The troops are coming in to help battle wildfires in the western U.S., and with more than 90 of those fires burning in Washington State and northern Idaho alone, they need all the help they can get, and only so much of it can come from the helicopters flying overhead. And those fires have charred a number of homes and forced many people out of theirs. And Kamei, Idaho resident George Troopy told KXLY he's fortunate his house is still standing.
There's three houses left out of about 15. All the rest of them are gone.
A geologist set to visit the site of a landslide in Alaska today. The coastal town of Sitka is a site where three people disappeared yesterday. That landslide, described as a sea of logs, mud, and debris, as it came down yesterday after heavy rains. A forensic examination of Hillary Rodham Clinton's private computer server could unearth more details about what exactly she put in her emails when she was serving as Secretary of State. Clinton says she's been more than cooperative with the FBI.
I turned over out of an abundance of an attempt to be helpful over anything that I thought was even vaguely related. In fact, they've already concluded more than 1,200 of the emails I gave them have nothing to do with the work.
A second Democratic senator says he's opposed to the Iran nuclear agreement, the word coming yesterday from Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey.
If Iran is to acquire a nuclear bomb, it will not have my name on it.
After all, says Menendez, he feels the deal that's been struck with Iran has one fatal flaw.
The agreement that has been reached failed to achieve the one thing it was set out to achieve. It failed to stop Iran from becoming a nuclear weapon state at a time of its choosing.
Japan has launched an unmanned transport vehicle, one carrying water, parts, and other supplies to the International Space Station. It is expected to take 5 days to get there and arrive on Monday. This is SRN News.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Target says it has reached a settlement with Visa related to its massive 2013 data breach that resulted in the theft of millions of debit and credit card numbers.
In May, a $19 million settlement between Target and MasterCard fell through because it failed to get enough support from the affected banks and credit unions. The breach, which was disclosed during the height of the holiday shopping season, compromised 40 million credit and debit card accounts. The news rattled shoppers who avoided the Minneapolis-based retailer, fearing for the security of their private data, hurting profits and sales for months.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Target would not say exactly how much it's going to settle those claims for, but it says the cost of the settlement was reflected in previously reported financial results, so it should not have a negative impact on its stock values coming at this point. On Wall Street, it's been rough going for the major indexes in early trading. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down by 172 points. This is SRN News. Former President Carter plans a news conference to discuss his recent cancer diagnosis.
A statement from the Carter Center says a 90-year-old will address the media Thursday morning in Atlanta. Mr. Carter revealed last week that he had been diagnosed with cancer, said surgery to remove a small mass from his liver revealed cancer that had spread to other parts of his body. Said he planned to undergo treatment at Emory Healthcare in Atlanta, promising more details soon.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason reporting. Former Ohio Congressman Lewis Stokes has died at the age of 90. The death of the 15-term representative comes a month after he announced that he had brain and lung cancer. Stokes was elected in 1968 and became Ohio's first ever black member of Congress and one of its most respected and influential over the years. He was the dean of the delegation until he stepped down back in 1999. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. She is engaged in a lot of things, in fact. She's out right now, beginning the day. It keeps us going. Our phone line's here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We have, oh, wow, just all types of things going on in the chat room. There's JRG Smiles and Guest and Sonny and all types of people into this. 8:07 in the morning, and Bad Bob, join in with me on the weather.
Well, as a matter of fact, Carl, we are looking for some abundant sunshine today under clouds and smoke and red sun, you name it, we've got it. Good news is the high will be right around 100 degrees, overnight low of about 66. Tomorrow, we may drop down in below the century mark. Right now in Reading, 71 degrees. The report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Hey, it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. They bring in the weather report during this period of time, every other time that we mention the weather. It's always from Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer, and veteran and senior discounts are offered. 365-3793.
And Colonel, I failed. I failed in my mission.
I'm going to give you another chance, son.
Uh-oh. Guess what
day we have to make is some people's day.
Guess what day it is? Son. Huh? Anybody? Julie. Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Okay. Now,
so
you know,
happy now?
I'm happy. Not only am I happy, but Sun Gold's happy. And, you know, frankly, if Sunny's happy, we're all happy. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Alliance Heating and Air, a better-known business where Martin's been handling all the heating and air conditioning needs anybody needs up here in Northern California for over 20 years. Emergencies, regular business, everything. And now with all the fires going on, make sure that your filters are clean. Make sure everything's working well. And Martin can do that. Give him a call at 221-2642. Martin and his people, he's got a lot of people working for him, too. And they're all just like him, totally professional and care about the people that they work with. Check out his website, homecomfort.org. All right, I have in here with me a man that doesn't look his usual jovial, happy self. Well, now he just finally smiled.
Yeah.
Is Sheriff Tom Basinko, Shasta County Sheriff, or as we like to say, the man of the weeds. He gets down into the weeds with the people, or is that just weed?
Well, we're doing a little bit of both, probably.
How many plants?
On a smoky Wednesday.
How many plants? I mean, it seems like every time I turn around, there's another 15,000 plants we dug up, just for personal use, of course.
That's what they usually say, correct. But, no, we have tens of thousands of plants that have been eradicated this year, both working with Shasta County Code Enforcement and with our Shasta County Marijuana Investigative Team that works the bigger ones and the illegal. They'll get criminal charges against them.
You know, I can't help it. You know, there's even the people that want it legalized, for the most part, they are totally against having these big plantations.
For the most part, from what I've heard, I've talked to some of them.
They say, yeah.
And if people got to see, a lot of times we send pictures to the media of just not the marijuana plants. Everybody's seen those. But we're sending photos of the garbage and of the environmental damage that are at these outdoor grows. It's just appalling. And now we've also teamed up with California Department of Fish and Wildlife, Cal Fire, who works on timber issues, mm-hmm. and if you clear cut an area, that's called timber conversion if you're doing it illegally.
And timber conversion. Is this like a misplaced, a lost traveler?
It could be, but I don't know where it came up with that name, but that's what they call it when you just go in and do an illegal cut, usually a clear cut. And we've seen people come in with excavators, bulldozers, and just...
But why does anybody notice this stuff? I mean, this is not an easy... this is huge.
It gets noticed, but finally, within the last couple of years, Fish and Wildlife, California Department of Water Quality Control has gotten involved to take on the environmental crimes. And where that comes in is literally hundreds of thousands of dollars of potential fines. There was one in western Shasta County a few months ago where a contractor and a landowner were fined over $300,000 for the environmental damage.
Finally.
And the contractor...
And that means they only made $8 million last year instead of $8,300,000.
And the contractor has to go in and rehabilitate the land and restore it in addition to the fine.
Well, that's cool. Did it happen?
So it's in the process. I mean, it just happened like
Who are these contractors? Are they guys who live around here?
This one was in the phone book or in the media. Here? It was Eddie Axner Construction that was involved in that one. And that was in the paper.
I'm sorry, you mean Eddie Axner Construction?
Yeah.
Was
involved in the case where he did the excavating.
Oh.
And the land clearing. And then the property owner was also involved. But that's huge. And
this is to make a marijuana?
Mm-hmm. Marijuana field, plantation growing.
Well, Tom, let me say this. I mean, this is... Man, I'm not, you know... I flew over to... I think I mentioned it to you, and I flew over to Garberville.
It was a target-rich environment.
I mean, everywhere I looked on the flight over, mm-hmm. and we were in a low-slow California Highway Patrol plane. They do not fly in twin engines anymore, or rarely. And I'm looking down, and all I'm seeing is plantation after plantation after plantation. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, you know, that's a lot of work down there. I mean, mm-hmm. And they were neatly,
Oh, they look like vineyards.
They were everywhere, in the sides of the hills and all this. And we landed, and I talked to the highway patrol officer, you know, in charge of that area out there, lieutenant. He goes, yeah, he says, frankly, and we say two-thirds of the economy from Humboldt County comes from marijuana. I said, you know, he says, that may even be too low. He says, you can't imagine how many landscape companies have been opened up here. And he goes on, and we talked about that. And so now here I'm looking at this thing, and I see that, you know, that people that are involved in this are all different types. You know, the gent we just had on, Ted Ogilvie. You know Ted. Mm-hmm. Ted's a great guy. He has a drilling company out there, and he's approached a lot of times that to drill wells.
Oh yeah.
You know, and because they want water, and then a lot of the water trucks. You got a water truck, you could probably get a job delivering a lot of water up these marijuana.
We heard last year.
So you've got honest people, with reputable companies. Somehow have gotten into these things.
There was a water truck driver last year. We heard that he was making deliveries, and out of a 3,000-gallon delivery, he was making about $9,000 to $10,000 per delivery, and he was making 3 to 4 runs a day to deliver water to marijuana.
Per delivery.
So the cost of the water in the truck, if they were purchasing it... legitimately and legally, and not pumping it out of a stream or stealing it from a hydrant.
Yeah, I mean,
happen.
And you can pump them out of water. You can pump them out of a sack. I mean,
and
a truck. Yeah.
If you bought the water, it'd be about $8 to $11 at the time.
For 3,000 gallons.
For 3,000 gallons, and then you turn around and sell it for up to $10,000 for 3,000 gallons.
Well,
so that's
this before, and what I've heard on the water trucks is, they just go up and they just fill up a tank. They don't necessarily even see where it's going to.
They may not. Some, I don't know how they deliver it.
I'm sure there's others, because I saw these big tanks up there.
Right.
And so, I mean, that watered all their fields.
And you see the big tanks for sale at some feed stores, at Lowe's, at Home Depot, at hardware stores. There is a whole other economy there, some selling legitimate items for the industry.
You know,
You know, when you get into this kind of stuff, we need to take a break. I want to get a little bit more in that, but I want to talk to you. Is that, I understand we're getting some new correctional officers.
We are, and I have that on my list.
And you've got a whole list of things to talk
about. A lot of
things.
We'll
get into this.
Right.
Okay. Hey, it's 8:15 in the morning. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Holiday Harbor. Lots of water still in Lake Shasta.
Actually, more than normal this time of year.
Yeah, more than normal. A lot of things to do out there. I mean, they've got it, the patio boats, which, by the way, is my favorite. Go out all day long. It just sips gas. And you can stay out there and swim. It's got a bathroom on it. It's got a barbecue. It's a great way to spend the day out on the lake there. Plus, anything else that floats, they've got it there. And it's always in great condition at Holiday Harbor. Give them a call at 238-2383 or go to lakeshasta.com. We'll be right back.
Roger. Ready to move out.
On Saturday, September 12th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad David here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural. Show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including face painting and reptile parties. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 12th at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street, Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local whole food store.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
Nate Abarea back here with Dr. Sam Carino of the Shasta Spine Specialist. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX-9000, and what it can do to improve your health and your life.
The DRX-9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX-9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica. Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical spinal decompression, like the DRX-9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive, with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs. We want the people of Shasta County to improve their health and become stronger in their bodies. Our all-inclusive care program includes physiotherapies, nutrition, exercise, decompression, and chiropractic care.
Give Shasta Spine Specialists a call at 243-2300, 243-2300, or check them out online, shastaspine.com.
Adamson's Peak Performance is our gym of choice. There is nothing better than to feel in shape, and that can make you feel on top of the world. Adamson's Peak Performance. No gimmicks, no games, no hypes. Make workouts fun at Adamson's Peak Performance, located at 3050 C Street. Give them a call at 221-8006. That's Adamson's Peak Performance.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Panama Red. If you're your woman, then it'll rob your head. Panama Red. Panama Red. On his white horse, Mr. Toledo.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Thank you, Bad Bob. For
leave it to Bob to find that.
To find the
what year was that, Bob?
Oh, new Riders of the Purple. It had to be about 77 there.
Yeah, somewhere around there, huh? 8:21 in the morning here on the 19th of August, Wednesday. 71 degrees out there, going out to 101. This portion of the show is brought to you by friends over at the Cicada Cantina. Salsa Jancing with Cheyenne Montiel, August 26th, from 9 to 11 at Cicada. All types of great food down there, including Poblano, and of course the Mango Mantra. All of this located at 1691 Hilltop Drive. Cicada, it's a great place to go out and enjoy great food and drinks for your family and friends. Our guest is Shasta County Sheriff Tom Besinkel, and who has never once backed off from going after pot.
Nope.
You have never once said, well, you know, you've never once been like, in for 6 years that I've known you, that I've had this show. You've never once backed off on that.
As long as it's illegal, I'll continue to do my job.
And before and somebody says, well, you know what, he doesn't say anything about how their homeless camps, or these, I call them illegal camps, are destroying the environment.
Actually, we have spoken about that, and that's been in the media as well. But your chat room person makes a very good point. The city of Redding and ourselves have removed literally tons and tons and tons of trash, waste, needles, feces from these camps. And a big shout out to Redding Police Department and to the work that they do on trying to get that cleaned up.
Well, you know, they've got with this new thing now, they're just saying the new Boise law is being tested about the no sitting in a line. I mean, I don't mean to get into it here with you.
Right.
But there's something else I saw, and we talked a little bit about it yesterday, that the it was a little noticed decision by the Supreme Court, which said that, you know, talking about almost like the letter of the law, that almost every law that we have has to fit this. And constitutionalists are saying, do you realize what they've just done is – every law has to fit a certain, you know, fit this certain parameter, and it may not.
Hmm.
So we're going to get more into that. I'm going to try and get a constitutional scholar in here, but we could have a tough time. But you know, when you get into these no sit, no lie ordinances, as long as they're not too specific, and then you get into no camping.
Right.
With the Department of Justice, you know, memo that came out said, people have a right, in their opinion, and they haven't taken it to trial, they have a right to go out there and camp because sleep is a constitutional guarantee.
That is not an opinion by DOJ. That's
opinion.
Now, it's not DOJ. Law.
No, it's not.
But however, it went to court, say in a lawsuit, that would be given great weight. I guess I got too close to the microphone.
Yeah, you're getting fired up on that one.
So it'd be given great weight. And in other cities throughout the state, I'm thinking of Sacramento and Fresno. They went in and cleaned up some homeless camps and disposed of the camping material, some of the property of the homeless, and then they were sued in a class action suit, and literally the cities had to pay out hundreds of thousands of dollars to the homeless for their property.
But this one they're saying is, in their opinion, which you said, that people sleeping in parks is okay because they need a place to sleep. And I think, you know, when I put on my halo, you know, when I'm thinking, you know, angelically about everybody, people do need a place to sleep. So then you've got to figure out is if they're sleeping in the park at night and it's against the law, it sounds to me like the Department of Justice has said that's too bad. They get a place to sleep.
And then at a cost, a great cost for the government entities, cities or counties, if they have to make a place to sleep for people that don't have a home. Some people choose that lifestyle.
That's true. And this thing is coming to a head here. Christian Schrader, and all that is this is coming to a head. She's bringing things good. I don't know if it's going to have any new ideas, but it's the, everything that happens, though, it reflects on you guys and that thin line of law enforcement people.
But there is a lot of environmental damage, as the person in the chat room said.
Tons of it there. And, you know, along the rivers and everything. Everything they throw in there. And fires. That's the other thing. We are in an area where we've had several fires this year because illegal camps.
Right.
All right.
In fact, we're going to a small neighborhood meeting on Thursday. My captain's going to go to that because I have another conflict meeting. But that was their concern. There's a big homeless camp behind their subdivision. They have fires there, and of course, thefts and burglaries with them on bicycles and their backpacks coming into their neighborhood, and then they've seen some thefts.
You see them driving down the street, weaving from side to side, seeing which cars are there.
Checking out cars.
Checking out houses.
Seeing if the garage is open and what's in there.
It's one of those times when you wish you had Buffo the pit bull. Okay. Let's get into sheriff business here. I understand we're getting new correctional officers.
We are. We have correctional deputies in the jail, and that's exactly where they work, is in the jail. And then there's also civilian staff called public safety service officers, and they work in the jail. They don't have inmate contact, like they don't do the searching or have to fight the inmates. They do the booking process, review statistics, and push buttons to open doors for inmate movement. And we've had a very difficult time hiring those public safety service officers. Part of it is I think they work shift work, and that may not be desirable for all applicants. And then it's a job that starts out at about $15 an hour, so it is limited on the pay scale, especially once you have all the deductions. Had a very tough time to recruit that, and so there's about 8 vacancies there, and a lot of times when we're doing continuous recruiting, we're only getting 2 to 10 applicants, and out of that, we're lucky to get one that can pass background.
Well, you know, we've had the State Patrol, California Highway Patrol, on, and
it's the same all over the state.
It is horrible. I mean, you get 18,000 applicants, and you get, you know, like 300 at the end.
Right. And so we're not seeing that problem with recruiting correctional deputies in at the jail. And so I went to the board and said, hey, can we convert these 8 positions of service officers to correctional deputies? There was a little bit greater cost to it, and they said yes. And so that's what we'll be doing. And we'll be hiring 8 additional correctional deputies instead of
service. Is this a correctional deputy mean somebody that works inside the lockup there?
Uh-huh.
This is a tough job.
Very tough.
This job, after being in there for 3 hours before I was bailed out, I mean, when I was there for the tour and talking to your guys and girls, very professional, every one of them. But this is a tough job.
You are
living with these guys and girls, and I mean, they know you, and then they get out.
Not only do they know you, they're very good at. Most of them have been manipulators their entire life as criminals, manipulating the family, the system, their friends, and they're very good at reading body language or trying to strike up conversation. Hey, you look a little bit down today. How's everything at home? And then they try and strike up that relationship and maybe try and get something out of the officer, like, hey, could I get an extra something or anything like that?
My pin broke.
Yeah. So,
and once you give them something, then it's...
I mean, you saw in New York where there were some employees that were involved in getting 2 murderers out. And that's they strike up a relationship with them. So they're spending 12 hours a day during their work week working with the worst of the worst criminals that are kept in our jail. And so it's a very tough job. And then, of course, with capacity issues, we're full. Somebody comes in, somebody has to go out. And who is that person that goes out? So it's a very difficult job.
And talking to them, too, is that it's even if you don't share anything with them, they're listening. They're everywhere. Because you got trustees that are in there that probably have access to hearing conversations.
Oh, yeah. We call them inmate workers because an inmate is a person that's not to be trusted. And so there is no such thing as a trustee if you're having them work around.
Inmate workers. But they're around. I mean, they get to be in the kitchen. They get to do other things. They have a few more privileges.
The walls have ears.
And they're listening all the time. Because they have windows, they look out there and see what kind of car you drive.
They're observing.
I mean, it's tough. It's tougher, I think. They may not be on the street every day. But if you're on the street, you're watchful, but you're kind of driving around and all these things. If you're in that jail, anytime,
That can turn to crap in a second.
Absolutely, and this is still a small town.
Yeah.
So when they get out, you're likely to see some of the people at stores as you're out and about on your off-duty time.
Hello there, Officer Bethinko.
Some of them still recognize me from when I was a deputy in the jail many years ago.
Yeah.
But I can go into the jail today and generally find one or two people that were coming to jail. When I was a rookie cop, they were a rookie criminal, and now we're seeing their kids and their grandkids in jail.
Okay, hey, look, we got to take a quick break here. Our guest is Sheriff Tom Bethinko, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This summer, we believe we can all beat the heat without having to sweat our electricity bill. Your Reading Electric Utility would like to remind you that there are many ways to save energy while the AC is on. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you can change a few small things around the house to save money while keeping you and your family cool. Learn how turning off lights, planting trees, and adding weather stripping and insulation can cut your electricity bill by 30% or more. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Reading is powerful together.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month, next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. You've got to tell me if you're going to do that, Bob. It scared me. You know, because you jumped up in the air and yelled Yahoo at the same time the music did. I thought, where are you today? Okay, 8:33 in the morning. 71 degrees out there. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, going up to 101. So try not to leave anything you love or want or like in the car as you go into your little shopping spree.
Your computer.
Yeah, from your computer, too. Give us a call at 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue, Man's Last Stronghold, discounts for seniors and veterans. A veteran-owned business is Cypress Square Barbershop. And then go on, walk down the road there and see the Classic Cafe with Millie and Kathy. Get your hug, get great food, and get a tour of their mini museum that they have on the walls there. It's cool. Yeah. The Look, girls.
I've been down there for a critter cake or a Jose's for a long time. I have to do that.
Now they have this one. It's the it's better than sex pork sandwich or something like that. That's the name of it. I'm like, well, that ought to be worth just to look at it. I don't know. Sheriff Thomas Sinkle orders that every time. And who's our guest today is Sheriff Thomas Sinkle. maybe not anymore. Hey, we just sold the city of Reading sold the first lot at Stillwater.
I saw that in the news.
$840,000. And somebody made the comment, oh, good, only another $23 million to go. But
it's a step in the right direction.
Look how long it's taken. But somebody and their local people stepped in there and bought that. And
great company, Lassen Canyon Nursery.
Great people.
Not just a local Shasta County company here. That's where their headquarters. Right. They're an international company that sells strawberry plants worldwide.
Everywhere, very successful, built this place up.
Employ a lot of people here.
Now they're going to employ more.
Yeah.
But see what that does, though? It also raises when we get into our tax base, we get all these things, that helps in law enforcement and it helps a lot of things, providing. Because the economy, if we can enrich our economy, we could solve a lot of the problems we have.
And hopefully this will be the catalyst that encourages other businesses to come into the Stillwater Business Park.
Maybe the dam broke with this one. Okay, we're getting more correctional officers. You just opened up at Bernie.
We did. We had the Bernie Station grand reopening. Back in 2009, we had about $4 million of budget cuts that happened to a lot of agencies statewide. So we had to close the Bernie Station to the public because we laid off our civilian personnel up there. And they were able to provide permits to people, copies of reports they did, abandoned vehicle abatement, and much more up there. And so earlier in the year, I went before the Board of Supervisors and said, hey, we need to start restoring some deputy sheriffs and some of the staff that we've lost over the years. And this was, again, a step in the right direction. The board approved about $910,000. So we're going to have a couple more deputies added to the Bernie Station and the two civilian positions. We did the grand reopening for the Bernie Station, so now the public can get copies of the reports and do those, get their permits up there, like a concealed weapons permit or a renewal. And so that's great for the community, because otherwise it's at least a 120-mile round trip for the people from Bernie, Fall River, MacArthur, and it's and even during inclement weather. So that was great to reopen that. And they're very appreciative of it. Thanks to my staff, because the staff did a little bit of facelifting at the station. They painted it, put down a laminate floor themselves to save some money, and did a great job. We're also going to be installing a drug drop box there so people can dispose of their prescription medications or sharps as well. And there's going to be some of those around the city of Reading and Shasta County and other places to help. Because you're not supposed to flush your drugs down the down the toilet. Right. That's bad for the environment. And then also don't leave them in your medicine cabinet, because that's a way that sometimes you see for abuse, for people taking them, stealing them, whether your house gets burglarized or even just a friend or a relative coming over and seeing them. So that'd be good. And then, of course, disposing of the sharps, because that's another health issue.
You mean the needles or stuff?
Needles, okay. Yeah.
Usually, though, if you take those anything in a prescription bottle, no matter what it is, and just leave it on the bumper of your car, it's gone.
So I mean, that's not a proper way to dispose of it.
Oh, really?
Either.
It's recyclable.
Yeah.
Okay. So these are these are all good things.
So those
here.
Are great
Tom,
things that are happening.
So is everything positive here, or do we have?
It's positive as can be. We're hiring those three deputies. That'll take a little bit to get them hired and trained. And then that's
Are you sending them to a school?
We send like one or two because it's so expensive. The school's about 5 months. It's 23 weeks, I think. So it's almost 6 months. And
So you pay for their school loan.
We can. And we try and look for laterals. We got some laterals that are interested from other agencies.
It's tough for you guys, though, because your pay is low.
It is.
I think everybody needs to understand this, that we've got, you know, our pay scale for the sheriffs. When I say our pay scale, I say the same thing for police or our town or all this. You'll never hear me talk about pay scales for city managers or those kind of people. But for our sheriffs and the law enforcement guys on the streets, and all of y'all, your pay is, what, a third lower?
No, it's a third, but it's very, very much lower than
Reading Police. Anybody even around here.
Or Anderson Police.
You make about the same amount as what a captain does over there?
No, their captains make more than I do. Their lieutenants make about the same as I do. And then a captain makes much more than, of course, the chief.
So when
you
get a good deputy who's trained in all this, and then they're looking for him.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even have to move because he could go to, you know, he go down to Red Bluff or Anderson or even around here. It's tough.
Yeah, it is tough, very tough. And so we have some people that are like the sheriff's office environment over a police department, not saying bad about police department. It's just a different
environment.
Different culture, different environment.
Is it less paramilitary?
No. All of us are paramilitary organizations. Depends on the culture of the organization. It's just different. Some people don't like the small beat environments within a city. They like the more rural areas. Sometimes there's more niches within the sheriff's office, like you can have resident positions, work on the lake, do some things like that.
The river. I saw you guys in the river the other day. They were catching a lot of fish out there.
they better not be fishing.
It was Saturday.
But they're up and down the river.
Just kidding.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of different positions that they do enjoy.
Hey, let me talk about the river for a second.
Yeah.
Because I floated the river a couple Saturdays ago. And I've been reading a lot, of course, and about the illegal camps along the rivers.
Right.
And the impact it has on people, on the fishermen. People coming, 30,000 visits a year coming in to fish
on
this.
On the economy,
to
tourism.
To fish this, you know, the Sacramento Coast. It is always in every top 5 or 10 places to fish in the United States. Here in Dunsmuir, they're always in there because we got a huge, you know, a great fishery here. I saw one camp, and I didn't see the people. I could hear them talking. I could see their backpacks. And I was looking along, so I, you know, and that's the only one that I saw. So
through the efforts of Reading Police Department
and Fish and Game and
the Sheriff's Office, we took Reading Police Department out on the boat.
A lot of your guys out there. Yeah,
a couple, 3 weeks ago. And just to do a little bit of survey of what was along the river. A lot less camps along the river and under the bridges. And so that's improving our quality up here.
Chief Bloody said, yeah, we're putting more emphasis on along that river, too, you know, for their things. And when I saw you guys and the game wardens out that day, I'm thinking, y'all stop in and just check out the camps or...
My folks on the river usually do not because that's their job is the river patrol and water safety. But we assist Fish and Game, and Fish and Game also has a boat, and so they get in there.
Yeah.
And it goes back to what your chat room person talks about also, the environmental damage of whether it be the soap that gets into the river, the feces, the other garbage that the homeless camps put into the river. That affects our environment and our waterways as well.
If anybody's looking for the when I said that what the Department of Justice is what Tom and I were talking about the homeless, and if you look in the Washington Post and look in their archives, and it says unconstitutional to ban the homeless from sleeping outside, the federal government says.
Yeah, it's in all the major news outlets.
It's not a law. It's an opinion, like you said, but that's going to, you know what?
That's going to give great weight if it goes to court.
Oh, sure.
But it's also in the L.A. Times, the San Francisco Chronicle, Sacramento Bee.
So it's all out there now. If you have not seen it yet, please read that because I was just like, whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, here we go.
That could have an impact. It was here on the local news about the local ordinance here.
Because then the next thing will be is, well, look, if you don't want them sleeping outside, and then you need to provide them a place to sleep.
Yeah.
Well, it's coming.
At what cost also?
No, they don't care
about
that.
Because nothing's free.
Well, of course it is. It's all free. Free medical care, free police, free sheriffs, free everything. It's free. I don't pay for that. Well, yes, I pay for that, and you pay for that, and Bob pays for that. But a lot of people don't pay for that.
Right.
It's free to them. It is free.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, I'm just okay. I'm going to sit back down here on the chair because I'm starting to get into a little hover mode off the chair. We're going to take a quick break. Our guest is Shasta County Sheriff Tom Pacinko, and we're actually having some good news here on the things that are happening, opening up a new substation, hiring more deputies, hiring more correctional officers in the jail. This is all kind of good stuff that we're hearing here. I'm sure when we get back, we can talk about our new facility too.
Yeah,
but there is going to be something that happens that could be a little bit costly for everybody, and we'll talk about that too. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur started his business 6 years ago during this recession, and there's a great success. Why? John Bastiani believes in customer service. His guys believe in customer service. His girls believe in customer service. They have what you're looking for to shoot, any type of shooting accessory, and, of course, ammo. Gunsmithing of the highest caliber and instruction there on concealed carry, on hunter safety, all of this. All of this at Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222. Veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back with Sheriff Tom Pacinko.
By now, I'm sure you're aware of the many advantages solar energy offers you and your family. Clearly, solar is finding its way into our everyday life. Hi, my name is Sue Blake of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we've been installing solar systems on North State homes since 2003. It's important to know that all solar is not the same. As a solar contractor, we partner with SunPower because having just celebrated their 30th anniversary in the solar industry, they have a proven track record. SunPower is an American solar company which developed and patented the industry's most efficient solar cells and solar panels on the market for a complete solar energy solution. There are many cost-effective solar packages available, some starting for less than a cup of coffee a day. And we want you to have the information you need so that you know of all the solar options available for your family. Experience and commitment to quality. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Summer is here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouth.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic. Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
KCNR 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Wednesday here. It's Wednesday everywhere in the United States. I guess I'll say it's Wednesday here. It's Wednesday everywhere.
Might not be in Australia, I'd have to check.
Well, no, that's why I said here in the United States. It's a Wednesday. 73 degrees out there, going up to 101 today. It's going to be hot. It's going to be smoky in some areas. It's going to be hot the rest of the week. And it's going to start cooling down by Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas propane customer, veteran-owned business, and they give senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show is brought to you by View 202, the only restaurant on the river, and Sunday brunches. Linda's going to be singing there for two more weeks, this Saturday and next Saturday, from 11 to 1 there during the brunch time. And the brunch goes from 11 to 2, so come on down, join us, have a great, great brunch. Mimosas, mamosas, the Eggs Benedict of the different selections they have are just outstanding. And listen to Linda sing with her jazz ensemble of Bruce Kalin and Bernie Baker. It's great. You're having a good time. But you need to get some reservations here. 226-8439. Tell me you want to be out on the veranda. All right. Sheriff Tom Basinko is our guest. And Sheriff Tom is always on the move here and always on his little, what is that? Is that
a little iPhone.
A little iPhone there. We talked about all these good things that are happening and all that. But somebody called and asked, what do you mean by paramilitary?
Yeah.
I think people get the wrong idea when we say paramilitary.
That's correct. It is, we're not the military. Paramilitary refers to, it has some similarities to the military. We're uniformed personnel. The majority of our staff and law enforcement wears uniforms. We're armed. We have patrols.
You're dressed the same way.
Yeah. We have a rank structure, starting at usually corporal or sergeant, depending on the organization, all the way up to the chief. The chief of police wears 4 or 5 stars, depending on the agency. The sheriffs wear 4 or 5 stars, depending on the agency. So that's where we are. We have similar structures, and we have discipline. We have...
Well, you have a chain of command.
We have a chain of command. Yeah. All of that. So, is there a lot of similarities?
You're driving in marked cars.
Yeah.
It is obvious that somebody is a policeman or a sheriff by your uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
I can look at a distance, though sometimes it's a little sneaky because I see, the Fish and Game Department has the same kind of tan, but they have a different kind of. But it still looks like it.
Right.
But it is, in that sense, a paramilitary organization.
Some of our teams, SWAT teams, were developed from military operations on similar types of movements and how to breach doors. And that started, I think LAPD was one of the first cities to have a SWAT team, and that was after the Vietnam War, and veterans are coming back, but they need some specialized teams to do law enforcement. So we are... paramilitary, but that's not a bad connotation.
It's not a bad connotation. Okay. Hey, I may have misspoken.
But good question.
You light the phones just now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I may have misspoke. It's not Saturday that Linda's singing at View 202. It's Sunday brunch. Sunday brunch, not Saturday brunch.
And what time?
11 o'clock. Goes till 2, but Linda sings from 11 to 1.
Nice.
Sheriff Tom Basinko is, I'm sure, will probably come through, at least in the general area.
I've seen it advertised on Facebook, too.
There you go. Come on down.
So.
Sit at the table. You're going to enjoy it. The braised short ribs. Ooh. Okay. You've got all these other things. Okay, the jail.
The jail.
The new jail.
The new jail. That's the adult rehabilitation center. It's still moving forward. We're getting plans drawn up now.
For how many beds?
64 beds.
Could have had 120.
Could have had 128.
But Board of Supervisors and former police chief Leonard Modi voted against it. And Board of Supervisors Dave Kehoe voted against it.
Correct.
Okay.
We're still moving with that. Plans are being drawn up as we speak, and construction, don't know quite will break ground. I imagine it's going to be next year in 16, and due to be completed in late 2018.
Have you seen, we've talked about that, and the fact it could have been bigger and all these kind of things, and it's right now, it's not good. And I think there's so many ways around it. We've got like 8 minutes left. Two things. Is it time to raise taxes to get more money for law enforcement?
For local entities, probably.
Because
we're not seeing the recovery from the economy statewide.
Mm-hmm.
We're not seeing it come in from the state. Has to be something to bolster law enforcement and public safety.
Now, you're hiring, but you aren't able to hire more. I mean, you're hiring three new deputies
hiring
and all that.
What our budget allows. It's not necessarily more. We had more deputies on the streets in the late 80s and 90s than we do now.
That's what I wanted you to kind of clear up here because, you know, when you start talking about hiring more, but if you compare it to what it was,
right,
you're still way down.
Police Department are hiring,
right,
but they're not hiring more people, not additional positions. They're trying to get additional positions.
Right. They're same filling thing for the us. Positions they have.
They're filling positions they have or through attrition, people retiring,
right,
that sort of thing.
Tom, could you envision a scenario that and the government comes down, especially with all the different weird rules that's coming out, that they're coming in and stepping on people around here, that the sheriff has to take a stand on something like that? Since by law, everybody has to kind of come through you, don't they?
Yes, except for city jurisdictions. Those are their own. But if another law enforcement agency, not a state agency, but another law enforcement agency, and say Los Angeles is sending an officer up here, they don't have the peace officer powers except for stuff that is observed in their
site. Right. They don't have carte blanche to come in here.
Correct. They have to basically get permission.
What about the feds?
Feds, as long as they're enforcing federal law, they can't come in and just enforce state law. That requires basically permission by the sheriff or authorization by the sheriff.
Sheriff is a very powerful position.
It is.
And
it's
I think people forget how powerful it is. You're the only one besides the governor that can call up militia?
Or volunteers. Either way. We have and that, people think posse, they think of the Old West and people getting on horses and going after the bad guy. That's still on the books in the penal code today, posse comitatus, to where I can ask you, Carl, for help, and if you refuse, it's actually a crime.
You put me in jail for not helping.
Right. Yeah. And so if I wanted to form a posse, I can do that.
The fact is you can probably put up, if they don't come in through you, and if it's something that's a state or county law, you don't have to go along with this.
Correct. There was an incident about a month ago. Some state agency came in, and they didn't advise our agency. They were out doing some law enforcement work, and then things went sideways. And then we get the call, and I'm like, "What the heck?" It was in the evening, about 6 o'clock. I asked my captain, I said, get the name of the supervisor and his supervisor and that person's supervisor, and I'm on my way out there because I'm not a happy camper because they never let us know what was going on.
Do you order them out of there?
They finished it. We had to help them for what they were finishing, but it's also officer safety issues. All of a sudden, if something went awry, and this did go awry, we don't know about it, and it's an officer safety issue. They didn't have communications with our dispatch center or our officers, and our officers out on the street didn't have any idea what was going on. And we've had incidents.
You should arrest them.
We've had incidents in the county and other places in the United States where people have impersonated peace officers and been in uniform and try to do drug raids and such, and that's where things can go bad.
The question that came in from the chat room, where did the money come from to build the jail?
It came from the state of California, and it was under a Senate Bill 1022 that had approximately $500 million, I think, statewide for small, medium, and large counties to put in for it. And that was for small counties, the maximum available was $20 million. It required a match from the county, and the county's putting in about $2.5 million to build this 64-bed facility of about $22.5 million to build it.
Okay. Last thought, we have a few minutes left. You had something else.
I did. Right. Let everybody know, too, Los Angeles City passed an ordinance really recently banning magazines that have over 10 rounds capacity. Some people refer to them as high-cap mags. And it doesn't have any exemptions for CCW holders, no exemptions for retired peace officers, no exemptions for peace officers unless they're performing within the course and scope of their duties. And that's going to get challenged by the NRA. And then also they're requiring that people lock up their firearms and have them unloaded when they're in their house. There's always some Supreme Court decisions on that. And my point is some of these laws get carried away, and by making good law-abiding citizens helpless does not make the criminals harmless. And I'm sure by passing that ordinance that there's just lines and lines of drug dealers, criminals and gang members lining up to turn in their magazines in excess of 10 rounds.
Yeah,
I say that sarcastically.
Sure, well, I know that. I'm sure they're doing that. So many things. You know what? It's amazing that when I see this, and I was a guest on a radio program, a national radio program, yesterday or the day before, talking about this. But the one thing I was telling them is that, hey, California isn't dead. We have not rolled over here.
Right.
If you have a sheriff, constitutional type sheriff, that believes in this like we do,
mm-hmm.
you still can carry.
And I'm getting some other sheriffs involved to challenge this because it does impact our staff and our citizens and our CCW carriers.
If we go down there.
Right. And we do have about 6,500 active CCWs in Shasta County, and we've probably about another 200 in the pipeline.
And growing.
And growing. And I think most of the instructors are always busy.
Yeah.
And so we're challenging that, and that's a good thing. And then recently I was recognized by the Friends of NRA for an award for my stance on the Second Amendment and protecting our rights.
Well, we need to, and we appreciate that, Tom. We really do appreciate
that.
And, hey, thank you so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Hey, tomorrow Trish Clark and I are going to be here. We're going to be kicking around who's running for office and who isn't running for office. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. In Thailand, there is an arrest warrant for the man in the yellow shirt. The BBC's Steve Evans says that man is seen in a security video leaving behind a backpack just ahead of this week's deadly bombing in Bangkok.
The police have not named the bomber himself, but they have said they think a further two people were his accomplices at the scene.
20 people killed, more than 120 injured. Wildfires burning unchecked across the West. Idaho homeowner Judy Oatman tells KXLY-TV that she and her neighbors are fighting to save their homes.
Every day I ask myself, are we crazy to still be here? But if we don't stay and fight for it, it's gone.
National Guardsmen joining hundreds of people battling massive fires near the resort town of Chelan, Washington. Also, at SRNNews.com, looks like it'll be 5 to 13 years in prison for this guy.
In 1998, I...